This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. The Alabama Department of Corrections announced this week it is taking measures to cut down on prison violence. Some of it's inmate-on-inmate violence. Other times, it's the correctional officers who are the aggressors. Two inmates recently died, and in one case, that of inmate Michael Smith, officials are investigating alleged use of force. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
About a week ago, William Smith got a phone call. It was someone from the Department of Corrections, letting him know his son Michael had been injured. Michael was an inmate at Ventris Correctional Facility, south of Montgomery. Here's his father, William Smith.
And so I immediately made arrangements to go out to the hospital. And he was on life support when I got there.
Smith says Michael was brain dead. He died soon after they took him off life support.
You don't expect things like this to happen in prison. You don't expect people to die by the hands of others, particularly those in a position to guard and protect.
Officials are investigating Michael Smith's death, an incident that resulted in two correctional officers being placed on leave. Jeff Dunn is the commissioner of the Department of Corrections.
We're concerned about the level of violence in our facilities, and we're taking what we believe to be some aggressive steps to curb that violence.
This week, Dunn created an internal task force to retrain prison staff and come up with ideas to curb violence. He says the department is accelerating plans to have correctional officers wear body cameras. Local advocates say they're glad the department is making an effort, but they're not totally convinced. Salam Green is one of them.
Are these actions just the DOC saying we're doing something, or are we looking at it from a systematic approach? Because it is a systematic issue.
The Department of Corrections faces mounting pressure to reform its prisons, which are among the most violent in the country. Michael Smith is one of more than 20 state inmates who have died this year. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.